Cryptocurrency for Seniors by Maximilian Natal. Read by Daniel Natal. Copyright 2023, Natal Publishing. Chapter 1. The year 2020 was the first time in human history when there were more retirees than births. Industrialized countries across the globe are experiencing a significant demographic shift characterized by an aging population. There will be implications for healthcare systems, labor markets, social welfare, and above all else, economics. As a society gets older, its purchasing habits change. People buy fewer consumer goods like houses, cars, and washing machines, and money flows more towards services, such as vacations and healthcare. Some economists refer to this as the silver economy. This book sets out to explain how you can handle your own silver with better effectiveness vis-a-vis cryptocurrency. Defining cryptocurrency and its relevance in today's digital world. In today's rapidly evolving digital landscape, cryptocurrency has emerged as a revolutionary concept that has gained immense popularity and disrupted traditional financial systems. Cryptocurrency refers to digital or virtual currencies that employ cryptographic techniques to secure transactions, control the creation of new units, and verify the transfer of assets. The concept of using cryptography to secure transactions and preserve privacy dates back to the 1970s. Cypherpunks, a group of computer scientists and activists, emerged in the 1980s, advocating for the use of cryptography as a means to protect civil liberties, including financial privacy. In the early 1990s, David Chaum developed DigiCash, an electronic cash system that incorporated cryptographic techniques for secure transactions. Although DigiCash faced challenges and eventually ceased operations, it laid the groundwork for future developments in digital currencies. Fast forward to 2008 when an anonymous individual or a group operating under the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto published the Bitcoin white paper titled Bitcoin, a peer-to-peer electronic cash system. This marked the birth of Bitcoin, the first decentralized cryptocurrency. Nakamoto's white paper introduced the concept of blockchain, a distributed ledger that records all Bitcoin transactions. This technology enabled the decentralized verification and security of transactions without the need for intermediaries. On January 3, 2009, Nakamoto mined the first block of Bitcoin blockchain known as the Genesis block. This event marked the official launch of Bitcoin, and it included a message referencing a headline from the Times newspaper emphasizing the system's timestamp and its departure from traditional financial institutions. Bitcoin gradually gained traction among technologists, libertarians, and early adopters who recognized its potential as a decentralized digital currency. Mining communities and online forums dedicated to Bitcoin flourished, contributing to its growth. As the cryptocurrency ecosystem expanded, alternative cryptocurrencies known as altcoins began to emerge. Litecoin, created by Charlie Lee in 2011, aimed to offer faster transaction confirmations compared to Bitcoin. Other notable altcoins include Namecoin, Ripple, and Ethereum, each with its unique features and objectives. Over time, cryptocurrency gained recognition as a legitimate asset class, attracting attention from investors, financial institutions, and governments. Major companies and organizations, including Microsoft, PayPal, and Tesla, started accepting Bitcoin as a form of payment. Governments worldwide have responded to the rise of cryptocurrencies by developing regulatory frameworks. Some countries, like Japan, embraced cryptocurrencies, while others introduced regulations to address concerns, such as money laundering and consumer protection. ICOs, initial coin offerings, emerged as a popular crowdfunding method, allowing projects to raise funds by issuing and selling tokens on blockchain platforms. ICOs provided an avenue for startups to secure capital and attracted significant investment, but they also faced regulatory scrutiny due to potential fraud and lack of investor protection. The underlying blockchain technology gained attention for its potential beyond cryptocurrencies. Industries such as finance, supply chain management, healthcare, and voting systems explored blockchain applications, with projects like Ethereum offering programmable smart contracts and decentralized applications, DApps. Not everything about cryptocurrencies is rosy, though. They've been known for their price volatility and face challenges in achieving stability and mainstream acceptance. As cryptocurrencies gained popularity, moreover, scalability became a pressing concern. Bitcoin's network, for instance, faced limitations in transaction speed. Additionally, the energy consumption associated with mining has raised environmental concerns, driving the need for more sustainable solutions. Nevertheless, governments and central banks worldwide have started exploring the development of central bank digital currencies. CBDCs aim to combine the benefits of cryptocurrencies, such as
Sample complete. Ready to continue?